Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Boone. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kolb. Jamison moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Kolb fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to third. One out. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foster scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Severide reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Connolly. McManus reaches second base with a double. Foster scores. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Connolly goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Browns. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood is hit by the pitch. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to third for the out. Culp moves to second. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Culp moves to third. Tobin moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Dan Boone. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Luke Sewell now catching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Sewell scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. McInnes moves to third. It's 8-4, Browns. Ike Caudott pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Pat McNulty. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. McInnes scores. One out. It's 8-5, Browns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Browns. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing right field. George Wynn now pitching. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Urban Shocker now pitching. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Les Nunemaker pinch hits for George Wynn. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Connolly moves to second. It's 8-7, Browns. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connolly moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connolly scores. Gardner scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 9-8, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Pat Collins pinch hits for Urban Shocker. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedric Durst pinch runs for Pat Collins. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tobin bunts towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Wamsgans covering, for the out. Durst moves to second. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster is hit by the pitch. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durst moves to third. Foster moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durst tags and scores. Foster tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's Indians, 9, Browns, 9. Guy Morton now pitching. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Foster scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-9, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Wright now pitching. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel pinch hits for Guy Morton. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Uhel moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-4 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.